Hello, my name is Charles Hargrove. My artist name is Cool Core. I'm from New York City, born and raised in the South Bronx, and started writing graffiti at the age of 12. I say graffiti because it's easy to put it into a box, but what we were doing was writing, so we called ourselves writers back then. So I started writing at the age of 12. By the age of 16, I was in my first group exhibition, also in the South Bronx, which was my formal introduction into the international art world. The person who bought my artwork asked me if I was interested in her representing me and helping me to sell my work. And I said yes, and that person, unbeknownst to me, was Dolores Newman, who was the wife of Hubert Newman, and his father was one of the biggest art collectors in America. So I've landed myself in the center of American art collecting, art dealing. I was in rooms with everything from Chuck Close to Westman to Picasso, Dubuffet at a very young age. Interest in art is rooted in, at the house, because my mother and my sister were artists. So I was always drawing as a kid. That was my pastime. My number one pastime was drawing. And being a product of the 60s, I was inundated with science fiction. So my early works were spaceships and things like that. And I was more interested in doing what was inside. So I was designing the cockpits and the innards of these spacecraft. This passion for art led me to follow my sister to the same high school, which was the High School of Art and Design. I started there in 78. I was already writing graffiti since 76, so by 78, I was not really that great in graffiti, but I was still trying to develop myself. And in 1980 was that first exhibition. So there I was, a sophomore in high school, with a career as an artist, making exhibitions and talking in symposiums and things like that. That association with that art dealer led to me coming to Europe, because one of our good friends was an art dealer here in the Savalon in Brussels, and they collaborated together to do a solo show for me in New York in 85, and then following in Brussels in 85. However, in 84, this dealer made the first group exhibition of graffiti art with Jean-Michel Basquiat, Keith Haring, and several others, including myself, and that led him to want to do a solo show with me. So as of 85 forward, I spent a lot of my time in Europe, passing primarily through Belgium, because that's where my art dealer was, and it was like a domino effect. One domino fell, which led to the next one falling, which led to the next one, and that made me travel all over Europe. So I was spending a lot of time in Milan, a lot of time in the Netherlands, in Germany, and France, primarily. And as the years went on, more projects took me a little bit of everywhere. So today, after living in Brussels for many years and then to the Brabant Wallon, Brabant Flamand, back to Brussels again, I'm convinced that my Belgian story will be in Brussels until my next story comes.